A Swiss banker meets with a billionaire in a discreet Geneva office. With a few keystrokes, billions vanish from tax authorities' view through shell companies and trusts. Meanwhile, middle-class citizens worldwide shoulder heavier tax burdens to compensate. This isn't fiction. It's the daily reality of global finance. Roughly $7.6 trillion, equivalent to the combined GDP of Germany and France, sits hidden in tax havens. That's 8% of all global household wealth, effectively disappeared from official records. Warren Buffett called this revelation the most important book on wealth inequality in decades. The numbers are staggering, but the human cost is even more profound. Lost hospitals, unfunded schools, crumbling infrastructure, all sacrificed to protect the fortunes of the ultra-wealthy. The modern tax haven emerged after World War I, when European nations dramatically raised taxes to service war debts. Switzerland, with its established banking system, political neutrality, and robust central bank, seized the opportunity. Between 1920 and 1938, offshore wealth in Swiss banks grew more than tenfold, from 10 billion to 125 billion Swiss francs. A persistent myth suggests Swiss banking secrecy protected Holocaust victims, but research reveals only 1.5% of accounts from 1933 to 1945 belonged to them. The true catalyst was France's aggressive taxation. Top rates jumped from negligible to 72% by 1924, triggering massive wealth flight across the border. Early tax evasion was surprisingly simple. Wealthy clients physically transported pay-to-bearer securities across borders like oversized banknotes. Today's methods are far more sophisticated. Anonymous shell companies in the Cayman Islands, Swiss accounts under corporate entities, and fabricated service purchases that reduce tax liability while hiding investment returns. This blueprint became the model for tax havens worldwide. Switzerland's monopoly shattered in the 1980s as London, Hong Kong, and Singapore emerged as wealth management hubs. Rather than competing, these centers formed a complementary network. Luxembourg dominates conventional investment funds, the Cayman Islands specializes in hedge funds, Ireland handles monetary funds, all working with Swiss banking expertise. This creates the sinister trio. The British Virgin Islands provides shell companies, Luxembourg houses investment vehicles, Switzerland manages accounts. Despite supposed crackdowns, Switzerland's position has strengthened. Foreign wealth held there reached $2.3 trillion in 2015, an 18% increase since the 2009 G20 summit that supposedly ended banking secrecy. German residents hold $260 billion, French residents $240 billion, Italian residents $140 billion. Most concerning, African holdings exceed $150 billion, disproportionately large relative to the continent's economic output, suggesting massive capital flight. Only $250 billion exists as traditional deposits. The rest is invested in securities through Luxembourg-based mutual funds, creating tax-efficient structures where owners avoid paying taxes on investment income entirely. Statistical analysis reveals staggering wealth gaps. Luxembourg reports $3.5 trillion in mutual fund shares globally, yet only $2 trillion appears in official statistics. $1.5 trillion remains unaccounted for. Similar patterns emerge across Ireland and the Cayman Islands, mirroring Swiss account holders' strategies, investing in funds that appear as liabilities in Luxembourg, but nowhere as assets. The $7.6 trillion estimate is conservative, excluding offshore cash vaults, potentially $400 billion, insurance policies, hundreds of billions, yachts in tax havens, $100 billion, art and gold in freeports, $100 to $300 billion, and shell company real estate, potentially trillions. The true figure likely approaches $10 trillion. Most alarming, despite promises to end bank secrecy, offshore wealth grew 25% from 2008 to 2014. Swiss banks now target ultra-wealthy clients with over $50 million who deploy multi-layered structures. A Swiss account owned by a British Virgin Islands shell company, owned by a Jersey trust, with assets in Luxembourg funds, making detection nearly impossible without extensive international cooperation. That $7.6 trillion translates to $200 billion in annual tax revenue losses, enough to build 2,000 modern hospitals, fund primary education for 60 million children, or power 100 million homes with renewable energy. About 80% of wealth held by Europeans in Switzerland remains undeclared. Globally, $6.1 trillion went undeclared in 2014, costing governments $125 billion in income tax, $55 billion in inheritance tax, and $10 billion in wealth tax. Europe loses $78 billion annually from $2.6 trillion offshore. Developing countries suffer worse. 20-30% of financial wealth sits offshore in many African and Latin American countries, while Russia's offshore holdings reach 50% of total wealth. The United States loses $35 billion annually from $1.2 trillion offshore, nearly 18% of what the top 0.1% pay in federal income taxes. Recovery could transform austerity-trapped nations. France could significantly reduce public debt by recovering its citizens' 300 billion euros hidden offshore, 15% of GDP. Greece could potentially eliminate its entire public deficit by recovering just half its citizens' offshore holdings. Despite a century of attempts, most anti-tax haven initiatives have failed due to fundamental design flaws. The OECD's 2009 On-Demand Information Exchange created an impossible catch-22. Authorities needed prior proof of fraud to request information, the very evidence they were seeking. Despite hundreds of treaties, countries like the UK received only dozens of information pieces annually, while hundreds of thousands of residents held offshore accounts with impunity. The EU's 2005 Savings Tax Directive was systematically undermined. Luxembourg and Austria received exemptions. It only applied to accounts in owners' names, incentivizing shell corporations, and it ignored dividends while targeting only interest income. Swiss banks exploited these weaknesses. Accounts owned by shell companies surged from 50% to 60% in 6 months. The United States finally developed an effective approach with FATCA in 2010, requiring automatic information exchange backed by a 30% tax on all U.S.-sourced dividends paid to non-compliant banks. This credible threat proved remarkably effective, demonstrating that meaningful reform requires comprehensive scope and serious enforcement, elements absent from earlier attempts. Three measures can end offshore tax evasion. First, impose sanctions proportional to the costs tax havens inflict. Switzerland earns 3% of GDP, 15 billion euros annually, from tax evasion services. A coordinated 30% customs duty from France, Germany, and Italy would force cooperation. Second, create a worldwide financial register recording ownership of all securities managed by the IMF. This enables verification that banks transmit required information and prevents asset concealment. Third, tax global consolidated corporate profits and apportion them using objective formulas: actual sales, physical capital, and employment in each jurisdiction. This renders transfer price manipulation meaningless. Currently, 55% of U.S. multinationals' foreign profits are recorded in just six tax havens with minimal production, reducing tax bills by $130 billion annually. Europe's private wealth exceeds public debt by nearly five times. The issue isn't inability to tax wealth, but its deliberate concealment. The technical infrastructure exists. Barriers are purely political. A global wealth tax of 0.1% automatically withheld at source would dismantle financial opacity. It's realistic and preserves national sovereignty by being reimbursable once assets are declared. Success requires not technical innovation, but sustained political pressure and international cooperation. Every dollar hidden offshore is a school unfunded, a hospital unbuilt, a future unrealized.